Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Break the Cycle. Me, your host, Joshua Smith. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day. I don't know what day it is. I have not figured out the schedule for the week and how I'm going to release these. But I know you're having a day, so I hope it's a good one. We got a great show for you guys tonight. Let's check out some sponsors. Of course, we have TopLobster.com, the man, the myth, the legend, my good friend and partner on Break the Cycle, where you can get all kinds of great hand-drawn, custom designs on shirts, hats, backpacks, I think there's jackets, hoodies, socks, leggings. I mean, the guy's got everything, hundreds of designs. Go check him out. Use BTC at checkout for a 10% discount, or join the Patreon, subscribe star, or become a member of the YouTube channel under all my videos by hitting the join link, where you can get into a private Discord server and get all of Top Lobster's new gear up to 2 weeks before it goes to the general public at like a 30% discount. It's huge. If you're like a $6 a month person on the channel and you buy a lot of Top Lobster gear, you're really getting stuff for free, to be honest with you. So check that out. Of course, we have executive producers of the show, anthemplanning.com, for all your emergency and crisis planning needs. Check them out today. See what they can do for your business, home, or personal life. They're doing a wonderful job that the government has historically sucked at. Much cheaper and much more efficiently. Seriously, guys, if you own a business, go check out anthemplanning.com right now. Well, no, wait till the show's over. Check it after the show. It's free to check out. If you own a business, I guarantee there's a way they can help you do all kinds of great stuff and save money. So go check them out. They're wonderful people. As of this show coming out, we got a couple more days, and the owner of Anthem Planning will be on the show to talk about all the Libertarian Party drama in Delaware. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we got a great guest for you tonight. I'm very excited. I've been following her for a while on Twitter. She's absolutely based. She's the host of Cuck the World. She is the great anarchist, or anti-new normal, Sky Daddy.
Anti-new normal. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I just caught your episode with Clint the other day, which is really cool. I was checking it out, this morning, I guess. My days are all mixed up. I'm getting ready to go to Disney World and with seven kids, and it's just a mess.
Ooh, have fun.
Yeah, I want to cry. Someone say a prayer for me. Seriously, say a prayer for me. It's actually right now, when this airs, I will be like 4 days into it or something. So I'll be like on the tail end.
Say a prayer for him, for real. Seven kids, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Life is crazy. But let's talk about you. We brought you on to talk about you. So why don't you tell me, you're a female anarchist, which you never hear of very often. You know what I mean? It's always, especially if you, I don't know what kind of anarchist you are. That's the thing. You have to designate your anarchy now, I guess. I guess everybody's like, what kind of anarchist are you? But
yeah,
I don't know.
When I figured out, when I came into political Twitter, I really wasn't big on labels, and I now I'm like anti-labels, but I was just like anarchist. I personally want to go live on a commune. I'm not a fan of communism on a large scale, which anyone who followed me know I hate centralization. I really didn't matter. I just called myself anarchist, ANCOM, whatever. But then I saw other people who were calling themselves that, and I was like, I don't want to be related to you and what you got going on. So yeah, I just say anarchist, or just pretty much, I just want to be left the fuck alone.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I'm definitely, I'm anarcho, leave me the fuck alone as well.
Anarcho, leave me the fuck alone.
Especially yes. the last 2 years, I posted on Twitter the other day, I said the last 2 years took me from, I want to change your mind, to get the fuck out of my way or else.
Oh my God, it's relatable.
It's basically where I'm at now. That's my entire political philosophy, is get the fuck out of my way or else. Because that's, you know, it's like they put us through so much hell. But why don't you tell me how you came to these ideas? How did you become an anarchist? What was it that brought you there?
Well, I would say that I was never really big on politics. My life really didn't support a lot of time for political intellectual pursuits. I was just trying to survive. I was homeless as a teenager. So I joined the military to escape homelessness, as a lot of people do.
Yeah, me too.
And when I was in there, I took another mandatory jab, and I got sick as fuck. A lot of people know about the anthrax one, and I end up getting autoimmune disease. And once that happened, and I realized that this happened to a lot of other people, that's when it kind of opened me up to what the fuck is going on. Because it was a very obviously, because I started reading about the shot, and then I was like, oh my God, people were sick from this before. Like this was, it was a cycle of them taking it out of the military shots and then putting them back in. And then like years of doing this. So once I started going to that, I kind of started realizing, oh shit, nothing's what I think it is. Because before I wasn't even thinking about it. It's not that I believed in politicians. It was more of a moot point in my life.
Right.
So coming in, I was just already, okay, everything's corrupt. So I think maybe for a quick second during the Trump-Hillary era, I was like, is Trump actually shaking things up stupidly? Again, it was a brief second.
Sure.
And as soon as he picked his cabinet, it was very obvious that that wasn't happening. And
sir, I was told there would be a draining of the swamp. What happened?
Right? Exactly. Great draining. Yeah. So that's kind of brought me more into, okay, this is all bullshit and we can never trust these people. And as I just went on and the Biden thing came back up, I think that's when I really got involved. Because I'm like, okay, you guys are hiring a segregationist. You guys are voting for a segregationist, whatever voting means. And just the fucking election was so corrupt. And again, I'm not a Trump fan. I didn't like any of these people. I've always been fucking talking about all of them. No one can go back in any of my Twitter and ever find me saying anything good about politicians. You can't find one because I have nothing good to say.
Right.
So I think after when Biden started coming in, that's when I started to cement, like, okay, you're all fucking idiots for backing this fucking guy. And not just liberals, people who call themselves anti-establishment leftists, which I don't know if there's barely a thing. It's a very small esoteric group. They exist.
True. Yeah.
And I love them. I love them, but they're a small esoteric group. And that's when I started really going into my, okay, anarchy. Like, there's no way that we'll all live under one political system and this is not going to work. And right. That kind of put me into anarchy.
Yeah, well, it's a good move for sure. You know, I'm kind of in the strange place where I'm an anarchist at heart, 100%, but I sit on the National Committee for the Libertarian Party. I'm an at-large representative, but there's no way I could ever take part in the charades of the two-party system, right? And I'm not gonna be one of those cringe dudes like, they're down with the duopoly, but I mean, it really is. It's a two-party system that we live in, and there's no way that I can take part in either of those parties. I mean, you know, I got friends that do it in the Republican Party. There's anarchists I know in the Republican Party that are trying to, you know, move the Republican Party further towards freedom and liberty and all this stuff, but it's just not for me, you know? After working on Ron Paul's campaign and watching what the GOP did to him, there's just no way. There's no way I could ever participate in that game. You know what I mean? But you know, if is there any circumstances in which you would participate in politics at all?
I mean, if so, there wouldn't be that much effort. I mean, like I said, as a theory argument, like if I was going to support a politician, yes, Ron Paul would be it. Like if I was going to, if I believe in politics and I could actually pick a president and I actually thought that there was some hope and that these people weren't all in cahoots, I would go for Ron Paul so hard.
Right.
But I don't know, maybe local politics. I've done a protest with libertarians. I'm going to do more protests with libertarians in my area.
You're in Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm in Florida.
Oh, good. Good.
Yep. So I'm going to do more protests with libertarians in my area. So, I mean, like I said, I like to connect with people who still believe in the electoral process. And I believe that sometime participating for it, for their effort, because I want them to also listen to my ways and my avenues,
sure,
then maybe perhaps, but I won't have any belief or strong focus in it.
Sure. Yeah, it makes sense. I've talked to a lot of anarchists who are completely morally against participating in any kind of politics, even if it's the right kind of politics to them, you know, and I get it. It's always hard for me. It's hard for me to work in politics too. Like, you know what I mean? There's days where I'm like, it's so black pilling, right? Like it just black pills you so bad. Like I've met a lot of politicians. I traveled 40 states over the last 4 years doing political stuff. I've met a lot of politicians from the Republicans, from the Democrats, from my party, from the Green Party, from all these parties. 99.5% of them are shitbags, like terrible, just horrible. You can just tell within 10 minutes of talking to them, you can just tell they're bad people. They're not good people, you know? And it's like, after a while, you start to realize the kind of people that are drawn to politics, even in the Libertarian Party and even in the Green Party, that are, they're narcissistic. They're, mentally ill. They're psychopaths. They're sociopaths. They think that running for, you know, some small position in their city is going to make them famous. It's like, it's really disheartening, even in the Libertarian Party. You know what I mean? And at a time like this, where it's you know, this is the issue of our lifetime. You know, this is really it. I mean, if you're anywhere between the ages of 17 and 55, I mean, it'd be really hard to think of a time that wasn't more insane than what we're dealing with right now. You know, I mean, as somebody who joined the military right after 9/11, I can tell you that 9/11 was definitely the last event that I thought was pretty crazy for this country. It was used to bolster all kinds of terrible shit in this country, the Patriot Act, the constant never-ending wars in the Middle East. It was a mess. But now we have the entire country on notice that the government can force whatever they want into your body. That they can shut down your business, that they can lock you in your homes, that they can do whatever they want to you. And a large portion of this country is just going to go, okay, whatever you say, you know. And like you, I got the anthrax vaccine. I've had autoimmune issues ever since. And that was in 2002, 2003, I got the anthrax vaccine. And I've had alopecia issues. I've had terrible. A lot of people watch the show don't know this, but I have horrible vertigo issues, like really, really bad. Especially when I'm like sitting on the couch, I'm like, oh God, or like, you know, if I lay a certain way. I mean, I've just had a lot of issues. And you know, if looking up at it, you can really see that anthrax vaccine led to a lot of these things. I mean, it's true. There's thousands and thousands of people in this country that got the anthrax vaccine that. The lawsuit they had. It was like a, I don't know, some huge lawsuit they put together.
Yeah, class action
lawsuit. Yeah, class action or something. I think they called it something different because it was against the DOD, but it was against the DOD for this anthrax vaccine. It failed, of course, because you can't class action the government. They don't give a shit. But there's thousands of people out there that have that same issue. And now I'm watching people ask to be forced to take a vaccine, you know what I mean? And I'm like, do you guys have any fucking idea what the government does? Like, they don't care about you at all, mm-hmm. at all. They could kill 75% of the population in this country, and they would not give a shit. They would not care.
No, they really don't. The vertigo is fucking crazy. Maybe in the last couple years, probably most of my 20s, I was bedridden. Like, I could not work consistently. Like, I was supposed to be on dialysis by now. Like, it's horrible. Yeah. I had to get surgery for my skin because my skin just attacked itself and I just had fucking scarring everywhere.
True.
And that's what happens on and off. Like, everything's way more mild because I went into holistic medicine. Mm-hmm. And I helped myself to a great deal, and I met some holistic doctors along the way that helped pro bono and things of that nature and kind of gave me some materials to do my own research and whatnot. So I was really lucky in that matter of just, you know, quitting Western medicine and not, you know, waiting for them to fix this issue that they got me into.
Sure.
But it's my whole 20s, and it's very unfortunate. And other people are just still sick and have no idea how to help themselves. And it's not an easy thing to do or find out now because they buried so much alternative medicine in search engines. And that's just such a topic. Yeah, it's that shot is crazy. It really just, it could have just stopped my life. And now I have a laborious job. So like, I'm constantly, and I don't talk about this either, but I'm constantly balancing like my symptoms in my very laborious job. And yeah, it's fucking crazy. And now with mandates, I had to quit. I had to make my own business because I wasn't about to do mass mandates. Mm-hmm. I quit with mass mandates. I didn't even make it to, you know, any other things. Like, they started asking me questions about the vax on my way out. Like,
yeah.
Hey, are you thinking about getting vaccinated?
Fuck no.
Right? Fuck no. And I told them, like, when it happened, I wasn't even wearing masks, and they were getting mad at me for not enforcing masks. I don't know why the fuck they thought I was gonna get that vax, but
yeah, I got really lucky. I had a job that hasn't cared about any of that shit at all from day one, thankfully. I'm also in what I like to call the Midwest Florida. I live in Iowa. Mm-hmm. and Iowa has, they locked down for like 2 weeks, and it wasn't even a lockdown. It was like they put the restaurants to 50 5%, and they enforced mask mandates for like a week and a half, and that was it. That was all they did here, and it's been really great. You know what I mean? And they're not mandating anything. In fact, our governor went and made the mask mandates illegal, so like the schools and everybody couldn't even put masks on the kids. And then some fucking Karen, always some middle-aged white woman from the school board, went and sued, and so it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court like temporarily called outlawing the mask mandate illegal. So they started masking our kids in schools again and shit. So now a bunch of parents are trying to have a lawsuit because, you know, the fucking federal government can't come in and overrule the state, you know? So,
yeah. You think they wouldn't be able to, but
they can.
Yeah. They just fucking, it just, state rights are.
Yeah. States don't have rights. I don't know. What's that stupid saying? States don't have rights. They have powers or some shit. I don't know, some weird thing.
I really just do not understand. Like, we're supposed to be the United States, not just one. Like, we're supposed to be still different laws in different states. But I'm interested in seeing how the federal government is going to go against, you know, places like Florida and Iowa and Texas and of that nature.
Yeah, they're going to try. I mean, they're already starting this attack with the this mandate that all businesses federally have to have. If you have 100 employees, then you have to require a vax. It's like so the COVID doesn't attack the places that work with under 100 employees. I don't get it. I mean, we have five guys or six guys in the office, and we had a visitor come and visit us. From Wyoming, Wisconsin or something, from another branch. He was in our office for a week, left, tested positive for COVID the next day, and 4 to 7 days later, we all tested positive for COVID. So it's like we only have five people in the office, and we all got COVID from a guy who was vaccinated, by the way. We were all unvaccinated. He was vaccinated. He gave us COVID. So, that's,
how was it?
Yeah. For us, it wasn't shit. I mean, it was, I think I had two really bad days. I just got over it a couple weeks ago, but I had two days that were really bad, fever in bed, not able to move. But I never got my lungs. I never coughed. I never had a cough. It was all sinus head infection stuff. And, I think the weird, what's that?
No taste, no smell. No,
I didn't lose my taste and smell, but stuff tastes weird. I had a sandwich and the meat tasted rancid, and it was like fresh, brand new meat. You know what I mean? Like it was a weird flavoring of things, but no, I didn't lose my taste and smell, but I also smoke. I smoke cigarettes. I've been a cigarette smoker for like 25 years. And for some reason, they say that keeps you from maybe having the problem with the sense of smell and taste during COVID. They also say it might be one of the issues with your lungs too. Like a lot of smokers aren't getting coughs from COVID. And there's a study out of France. There's one in France and one in China. I know there's two different big studies done. I know some other countries have done studies too, but I haven't looked at the data on those. But they put them out, and they had an abstract and all this stuff. I don't know what the peer reviews on them were, but they were insisting that smokers were not getting the bilateral pneumonia in their lungs from COVID because we've already fucked up our H2 receptors in our lungs, and so like the spike protein has nothing to attach itself to in the sacs, and so it's the one time that, you know, smoking cowboy killers for 25 years may save my life, you know.
Smoking those Camels.
No, Marlboro Reds, man. Marlboro Reds. Yeah,
I used to smoke Marlboro Lights. I'd smoke like a pack a day in the military.
That's what got me too, was the military. That's how it started.
That's all that fucking gets you, man. You go to the smoke pit, you have nothing to do, go to the smoke pit, fucking smoke all day.
Yeah.
Were you in the Navy?
I was Navy, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what was your rate?
I was ABF. I worked with fuel.
You're ABF?
Yeah, I was a V4 combat grape.
Mm-hmm. No, man. Yeah, man.
Good old days.
I love the ABFs. I was an air traffic controller.
Oh, sure, yeah. I joined right after 9/11, and I went to boot camp, and then I went to undesignated airman school. I basically went to the fleet, fleet avail or whatever. So I was like available for any of the squadrons could have picked me up or shit. But I attached the USS Constellation, and I was on the Connie, and I went into V4 and started working fuels. And within 3 weeks of being in port, we pulled out for what was supposed to be a year long world cruise, because they were decommissioning the Connie after that. And we went to Hong Kong, Singapore, and we transited the Straits of Hormuz and went into the Gulf for a routine patrol of the Gulf. And then George Bush declared war on Iraq. So we were in the Gulf for I don't know, 6 months or something like that. It was a long time. Mm-hmm. We just stayed there. I think we ported twice in Bahrain the whole time we were there. It was fucking gnarly. It sucked. And then we went to Perth, Australia, and then Hawaii and home, and that was it. And I was supposed to get to do like a Westpac and a Med cruise all in one, and I got to see like five countries.
They do that shit all the time. And I had a fucking dime for every time a sailor told me they were supposed to do a world cruise and end up on a combat deployment. Yeah. I see the whole time.
Yeah, it's always that's why when I said routine patrol of the Gulf, I put it in quotes because we all knew because 9/11 had already happened. We were already at war in Afghanistan, and why not go to war with Iraq while this is happening too, you know? But I remember thinking like my first thought was like, why the fuck are we at war with Iraq? You know, like what did Iraq do? You know, and they kept talking about these weapons of mass destruction, they didn't have no fucking weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They had like crude IEDs and like hand-me-down AK-47s, and that's it. That's all they had.
Yep, exactly. That was another big thing, is being in the military and seeing what they're telling the media and then what's happening in the actual fucking ship. And you're like, we're not where they said we are.
It's way different. Way different. What did you do? Oh, you were air traffic controller. So you actually sat up on the bridge and shit then, huh?
I was in the radar room.
Oh, it was a radar room?
I was in a radar room, and I worked close to combat and everything. So I was also, you know, exposed to a lot of the drone program.
Oh, sure.
And shit of that nature. So that was a big eye opener, and definitely ain't got to worry about me, guys. I'm not a whistleblower. I see how people fight for them. Hi, kids. Do you like
violence? Are you sick to death of pussyfooting around the truth while being constantly fed lies by news and big tech tyrants? If so, then come join me, Dan Smotz, on The System Is Down, where we get weird, have fun, and dig into all the dangerous taboo topics like conspiracies, politics, religion, culture, current events, and everything your family just prays you don't bring up around the Thanksgiving dinner table. And I know that reality is scary to some people, so if you're easily offended, just ignore this and go back to making cat memes or whatever. But if you're ready to change the world for the better, come join me on The System Is Down at tsidpod.com or wherever you get podcasts. That's tsidpod.com, because the system is down and truth is taking over.
But I definitely saw
being a whistleblower is bad for your life now these days.
Yeah. Die for your life. And Lord knows these ungrateful motherfuckers out here will not fight about you. They will forget about your ass. That just was a big eye opener.
The government will protect you if you're a whistleblower against a social media platform who's allowing too much free speech, though.
Oh yeah, they'll celebrate that. Yeah, shit.
They love that. You're like, oh, you think that the Facebook's having too much free speech? Yeah, come on, we're gonna get you a Twitter account with 70,000 followers and a book deal. Let's go.
Don't be suspicious, guys.
It's horrible, horrible shit. All right,
it's just. The fucking people who believe that, I just can't believe it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy shit. Okay, so look, you're in Florida. You've had the luxury of not having the worst tyranny in the country. Yeah. But what do you think people should be doing? How do we fight all this shit?
Oh man, you caught me at an interesting time on that question. A few days ago, you know, me and Liberty Lock Pod, you know, me and Clint just was like, hey. Perhaps complying is the reason we're into this. And seeing how many perhaps, right? And he was more aware of it. I think I was a little bit more naive, embarrassingly, that the people online who was talking about resist were just actually complaining and telling us to resist while they were complying to mandate.
Correct. Yeah.
And it's not that I don't have any empathy for that. Is that one, I would have liked a clear picture of how many people who are actually about this shit, because it makes it easier for me to know what to do. But again, I'm not entitled to people's honesty or
right.
with themselves or me. I don't know. I know that travel mandates, I hate to say it because I do feel like it's defeatist, but I do feel like travel mandates are done. I don't think we're going to beat travel mandates. I think this strike that's going on, which I don't know how what provoked that strike, I'll say. I don't ever know what's grassroots.
Are you talking about Southwest? Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, it's not just Southwest. And I found out this morning that Jacksonville, like 650 airport employees walked out of Jacksonville today.
Let's go Jacksonville, yeah. Yo.
650 employees. That's a lot. They can't even bring flights into the airport right now.
the rebelling energy is strong here.
Yeah, it's very well. That's the white pill that I need every day, you know?
Yeah, I really fucking, I'm really proud of those motherfuckers. But I think that's going to also affect, you know, traveling as well. But I think there's going to be travel mandates. I don't see a lot enough people fighting work mandates for there not to be travel mandates.
Right.
I think the next big rebellion for people is something that involves the kid. So I think if people, I don't know how homeschooling is going to go. They seem like they're already trying to, you know, get rid of homeschooling.
Oh, they're coming for our children for sure. Yes. 100%. That's the next step.
Exactly. And that's the only thing I think is going to wake people up, which is what I'm trying to tell people. They think I'm being mean, but you're fucking lying to yourself if you think complying is saving your children so you have a job. Like, you think it's like they're going to leave your fucking kids alone. Like, no, they want to vaccinate your children. And if your children get sick, there's already legislation they're trying to pass that, one, takes fucking power away from the parent and puts it into the state, and that allows your child to make decisions for themselves.
I saw that. I saw a law like that. It's like the what the fuck is the name of that law? They have one here in Iowa too. It's that law like that, but it can only pertain to thoughts of suicide, STD or something. It was stupid shit, like where they can go and get there's like three things they can go and get healthcare for without a signature from a parent, and they have to be like over 16. And so like I looked at the law they have here. It leaves there's no designation for vaccines whatsoever. But I know that some states are trying to pass it so that it covers vaccines as well, and that's some scary ass shit. They want to vaccinate your children without your permission.
Exactly. And then they're sitting there, you have the Teletubbies fucking promoting vaccines. Like, they're literally trying to propagandize your kids and then give them the power to make their own decision.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I forgot which legislations I need to find and look back into it. But when they were trying to pass a legislation to where if something happens for a health reason, they can quarantine your family members away from each other.
Yeah.
So to think that people that think that you're going to comply and they're not, the end goal isn't your kids, it's fucking crazy. And I'm just wondering if people are that fucking stupid, or if it's just such a scary thought and they so aren't ready to deal with it that they're just going to wait until, you know, there's no time left. Because I know there's people who right now comply to work mandates and they're not letting their kids get vaccinated.
Right.
So what are you going to do then? And they're just making the fight more impossible as we go along.
It's like if you don't, just walk out of your fucking job. Go around to everybody who's not vaccinated and say, hey, are you guys ready to walk out? And just walk out. If a place of business loses 35% of their employees in one day, they can't operate. I don't know how many people understand this, but it doesn't take the entire place to walk out to keep a business from operating. It takes a small amount most places. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, yeah. You know, at the fucking Nike factory, if everybody who works on the IR line walks out, they can't continue their processes. You know what I mean? Like, it's that easy. And I wish people would keep that in mind, man. Cause you know, at some point it's going to take absolute resistance. I mean, that's it. You know what I mean? We're going to have to do not comply 100%. Otherwise they're going to look, if the government can force me to put this in my body, then they can force me to put anything they want inside of my body. Anything I want. And I said it on the show several times. It's not even about whether it works or not anymore for me. You know, I've weighed my risk of COVID and I think I'm fine. I've had it. I've survived it. I think if I have it again, it'll probably be even more mild. I think I'll be okay. You know, so your vaccine that you're trying to force on me, you're trying to force on me, I'm not going to take on fucking principle now. You know what I mean? Like, in the beginning of all this, when they had us all scared of because I was scared in the beginning, I was like, shit, man, I know a 4-year-old dude that died from this. This is kind of crazy, you know? I was a little worried about it. And, you know, if they had come out with a vaccine, we're like, hey, we got a vaccine for you guys. You know, it doesn't have a ton of safety and efficacy data on it yet, but it seems to be showing some good results. And, you know, if you guys want it, go ahead and take it. There might've been a time where I'd be like, all right, well, I'll go check it out. You know what I mean? But when it turned into this, like, you're going to take this or you're going to lose your livelihood, your business, your fucking grocery store, your children's schools, when they turned it into that, it was like, okay, fuck it. The virus can kill me. I'm not taking that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not putting that in my body, dude. Not going to happen.
Yeah, even if I thought it would at this point, I still wouldn't at this point. But once this shit happened, I knew about Event 201. So the day that this shit went all down, I was driving to my job and I got there and everyone was all doom and gloom, and I'm like, what's going on? And the books were empty and shit. I knew it was fucked. I knew it was over. I knew it was the beginning of some crazy ass shit. Like, I've been waiting for 2020. But I will say, though I knew that shit was coming, I had no idea they would do it so easily. Like, this shit is still surreal. That everyone's is like, I'm literally still getting used to everyone's is literally just pussy as fuck. Right. Like, really as hell. Like, I just go, people ask, like, oh, you're such a bitch. Like, yeah, I'm bullying everyone at this point because I'm just bullying everyone at this point because I just cannot fucking believe that everyone went so easily for their own self-interest. Like, right. Life isn't supposed to be hard. Like, people just figured out that resisting was going to have consequences and shit.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, no, I mean, name one movement in history that didn't have some kind of, some kind of issue that arise from it. Like, you know, the civil rights movement, you know what I mean? Like, people were doing sit-ins. They were doing shit that was illegal at the time, and they got beat and they got put in jail. But look what happened. Look what came from it. You know what I mean? Like, no, you don't have to worry about this shit anymore. There's no more segregation. There's no, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to take sacrifice to get the results that you want. It's going to take sacrifice. You're going to have to sacrifice. Other than that, if you're not going to sacrifice, then you better fucking sell all your belongings right now, move into the pod and start eating bugs. Like, that's where you're headed.
Exactly. Just start eating fucking bugs. Get ready for your anal swabs, triple mask up. Like, that's going to be your life, and it's going to fucking be your children's life.
Start lining up for the boosters like they're fucking new Apple, like iPhones. You know what I mean?
Have fun in the booster line.
Yeah, every 3.5 months, they're going to be announcing the new booster. And it's like, dude, no, I'm not doing this shit. I'm not complying. I don't give a fuck. And my kids know that I'm not complying. And my fiance knows that I'm not complying. And my mother and my sister and my family knows I'm not complying. And they know. Like, I understand that there's consequences. And I understand that they're, you know, I may have to make some sacrifices. But I'm not fucking doing it. I am not doing it.
Yeah, it's I'm ready as well. I don't give a fuck if I have to live in a hut. Like, this is a life or death thing for me. This is my fucking line. Yeah. And that's what I'll say to anyone who complied and shit. Cause I know I need to be more empathetic and whatever and shit. It's not my strong point. I am empathetic, but verbalizing and enabling people are not my strong point. It's not that I do not intellectually understand. It's not that I don't emotionally feel for that. But at the end of the day, when I look around the world and I look at this country, people being enabled and fucking sugarcoating everything is the reason we're in this. Letting everyone fucking participation trophies. And it's funny how the right talks about participation trophies and all that shit, but I've had so many right wing dudes fucking get butt hurt because I fucking observed the fact that they complied and that is helping this along, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, people don't need to be enabled anymore. Like, they really don't.
No, enabling and coddling is what got us here.
Exactly. So make a new line. You know things are going to happen. You know that, okay, now are you going to get another shot? Is that your line? Okay, what are you going to do to set your life up to be prepared for when you say no to that now? You know what I'm saying? Okay, your kid's getting shot. Is that your line? It's okay, well, that's going to happen. They are going to try to vaccinate your kids and force vaccinate your kids younger, younger, and younger. So you know that's going to happen. Set up your life now to be ready to deal with the consequences for when you resist. Like, don't keep waiting for shit to come up, then be a little pussy and be like, oh, I didn't know it was coming. What the fuck is wrong?
You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. At this point, just think of the absolute worst thing you can about this administration and their royal decrees. Think about the worst case scenario and understand that that's coming eventually. Like, that, you know, I understood this, like, the second they decided they were going to do like a lockdown mandate, I was like, oh, dude, there's nothing they won't do at this point. I mean, they're going to go as far as they need to take it. So I've been ready for 2 years. You should be ready for the next 2 years because it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop tomorrow. It's not going to stop tonight until you say that it stops, period.
Okay. Yeah. Like, we're going to be like Australia, dude. We're going to be fucking Australia.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just setting up the people. And it sucks because I'm seeing the people who are going to have to fight and who are going to get their head busted in the streets.
Right.
And I don't want to see that. So I'm trying to get the other people who are complying to understand that the blood is going to be on their hands. The people are like, oh, blame the government. No, stop blaming the ruling class. They don't owe us anything. Okay, I'm not mad at them. They're my opponents.
Right.
That's fucking crazy. Like, it's just such an entitled mindset. Like, everyone's saying, okay, I'm going to look out for my kids. I'm going to look out for my family. And fuck these consequences. Fuck what you guys have to do. You're looking out for yourself, right? Why would you be mad at the ruling class for doing the same? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a fucking beneficiary of nepotism. I wouldn't fucking care about you motherfuckers either. Right. Like, we're supposed to be on each other's fucking side. Like, they're not supposed to. Like, I'm not mad at them. Like, what the fuck? Getting mad at the other team for scoring points. It makes no sense.
Right, right. Yeah, totally. I get it, man. It's just such a fucking mess. And it is hard to watch all these people just comply and comply and comply. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, what the fuck? You're literally making it harder on the rest of us that are trying to stand up for something. Could you try to stand up for something or get the fuck out of the way at least? You know what I mean? I don't know.
What do you think the difference is? Like, what do you think the variable of the people who just will not be enslaved and will not go down in the fucking mass docile domestication of the modern American? Like, what the fuck is the difference?
Yeah.
You know, I just can't tell.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. It's hard for me to even think about. Like, every time I think about it, I just get mad.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always mad. I'm always mad on the show. I'm always smiling, but I'm like mad smiling, you know, like, yeah, I fucking hate this place, you know.
I'm just cycling, you know. I'm just cycling through like anger, then I'm like really amused.
Yeah.
And then I'm like irritated, and then I'm amused again. But I will say I always get back to amused. So I'm waiting for the amusement to come back.
Tell me about the show. You just started the show not too long ago. What's it about? What are you trying to achieve with it? Who you had on?
I had on Olivia Rondeau. Sorry if I butcher your name, babe. I suck at names. Carrie Wedler, Clint Duncan, Magnus. I know I'm forgetting people. Oh, Slow's News Days. I have a lot of people, but I've only done like six because I work a lot.
True.
I'm trying to do more, get more on. Josh, I would love to have you on.
Yeah, come on. I'd love to come on.
I'm looking to debate people. Like, I cannot get any of these lefty people to debate me. And I'm saying, I would love to debate some of my friends, but I know some people on the left, you know, they're more lovers than fighters. But so many people, most people on the left don't like me. But none of y'all will come debate me. Come debate me, you pussies.
The left doesn't like to debate because they get hit with their hypocrisy. God, I can't even spell. I'm stoned right now. Give me a break. And they get hit with their hypocrisy too much when they're debating. They hate debating because they just know you're going to bring up. They know what you're going to bring up because they know what they're wrong about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's how it works. Unfortunately.
I know. Hopefully I can get one of them. But yeah, I'm just over there talking shit. Go check it out.
Sure. Sure. Awesome. Awesome. Well, you want to, we're getting close to the end of this thing. For the people watching, you know, I'm doing shorter streams this week. Then there will be no members only streams. I just wanted to make sure I could get some good content with some great guests out for y'all. But, you know, before we end this thing, can you tell me where people can find you, listen to you, support you, all that great stuff?
At SkyDaddy, @_SkyDaddy on Twitter. SkyZaddy on Instagram, SkyZaddy on Twitter as well. And I have a meme page. My Instagram's pretty much a meme page too, to be honest.
What is it, SkyZaddy or Daddy?
SkyZaddy.
Did I spell it wrong? Oh, shit.
No, I have multiple ones.
Oh, okay.
This is right. This is right. It's Sky_Daddy. This is right.
All right. I was freaking out.
Yeah, no, you did it right. You did it right.
I was like, it's been scrolling across the screen the whole time. You could have said something. Damn.
It's correct. It's correct, yo. I just have so many different accounts because I'm like prepared for the inevitable.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming.
Yeah, I know, right? Shitpostdaddy. Shitpost_daddy. That's my meme page. And yo. But nice. Yeah, I'm never going to get my ass.
I shitpost on Maine. So I'm surprised I haven't gotten got yet.
Yeah, I mean, me too, to be honest. I was like, what the fuck? It's like, when people, it's a funny thing that people are like, oh, she has to be a plant, she has to be a plant. But I did do shill numbers, guys. I understand, like, those spot following, I did shill numbers. I would be suspicious of me, too. I'm like, why the fuck didn't she get suspended yet?
Yeah.
I'm still wondering I'm not going to lie.
I've had bans, and I've been removed. I just got, like, a 12-hour not too long ago for calling someone a retard. I'm like, are you kidding me, dude? And I didn't.
You didn't get banned for that?
I straight up got a 12-hour ban. What? A 12-hour ban. And here's the thing. I didn't even spell out retard. I put R3T4RD, and I got hit with that. Somebody reported it, and I got hit with that. Yeah. Yeah, I put numbers in there instead of letters, and they still hit me.
Was it a reply or original tweet?
I think it was a reply. No, it might have been an original tweet, actually. I don't remember. No, I don't remember. I know it was saying it in reference to it was a quote tweet is what it was. I quote tweeted a guy who was being an asshole, and I said, okay, retard, and I got hit with a 12-hour. So
how many times do you know how many times you can get hit? Because I'm like at least like my fourth one.
I think I've only had two or three, thankfully. I try to keep it. I know what I can get away with mostly, so I try not to go step past that too much because I do appreciate my 20,000 followers, you know. But
hard. I didn't know retard could get you.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that one. Retard. There's other ones that'll get you too, but I think flat out calling someone a retard is one of the ones that'll get you real bad, real quick. So
damn.
Yeah, you got to be careful. But
I'm
a fan. I appreciate you. I really appreciate you coming on Break the Cycle. Truly, I wish nothing but success for you. And if you want me to come on sometime, I'd be more than happy to.
Oh, for sure. All right. For sure, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. All right, guys. Another awesome episode of Break the Cycle. She's amazing. Go follow her on Twitter. She's definitely a based Twitter follow. Her show's really good too. I had never seen it until I watched the episode with Clint. So it's really good stuff. Go check it out. She's amazing. Unfiltered for sure. You know, you guys know how I get down. I appreciate the unfiltered, strong voices. But go check out our sponsors. Of course, we have TopLobster.com, the man, the myth, the legend, my good friend and partner on Break the Cycle, where you can get all kinds of great hand-drawn graphic tees, hats, shirts, hoodies. I said shirts twice. I always do. Socks. I don't know. He's probably got shoes on there. But he's got some really great stuff, and it's all custom hand-drawn, hundreds of designs. Go check him out. Use BTC at checkout for a 10% discount, or join the Patreon, subscribe star, or become a member of the YouTube channel, and get into the private Discord server where you can get all of his new gear up to 2 weeks early at like a 30% discount. So it's really, really worth it. I promise you guys. Go do it right now. Right now. Sign up right now. And of course, check out executive producers, anthemplanning.com for all your emergency and crisis planning needs. Check them out today. See what they can do for your business, home, or personal life. They're doing a wonderful job that the government has historically sucked at. Much cheaper and much more efficiently. Guys, seriously, after you're off here, before you go and join the Patreon, go over by Anthem Planning if you own a business. I guarantee you they can help you be successful. I don't know what show's coming up tomorrow or what show was yesterday. I just know what shows I've recorded, and there's some really good stuff, including with Citizen Hush, Clint from Liberty Lockdown, Drew Hancock, Lockout Days. Let's see, my good friend, Kentucky Rebel Scum. What else do we got? What else do we got recorded? I think I named them all. I don't know. There's a ton of them coming up, though. So if you haven't seen them all this week, stick around and check them all out. I'll see you at the next show. But until then, don't forget to break the cycle.
Due to legal reasons, I just have to explain. The lyrics of my last song may seem to contain a violent call to action in the verse and the frame. But I just meant it in Minecraft. The helicopter part was in reference to GTA 5 and the things you do. So any violence you commit, I am not an excuse, because I just meant it in Minecraft. Wood chipper is my friend and he's constantly cold. Accusations of incitement getting totally old. Make your own choices, yeah, you have control, because I just meant it in Minecraft. Obviously, I would never advocate force, unless it's due process and a trial, of course. And if you're convicted, we will make you a corpse in Minecraft, just in Minecraft. You're nothing, I mean, you know it. The product is 'cause you close your COVID.